We get emails from time to time from people who want to do second date updates, but they're scared to use their name for whatever reason. They want to remain anonymous, like the guy on the phone for today's second date update. Ooh. Won't even tell me what his name is. I said, fine, we'll give you an alias. How about Farkley as the name? And he said no. He just said he didn't like the name Farkley.
Yeah, because he sounds like a golden retriever.
But we can call him Dennis. So, quote, Dennis is on the phone, end quote. What's up, Dennis?
Hi there, guys. How are you doing?
Good, man. First of all, why the alias? Why don't you want us to use your real name?
Well, you know, I just prefer not to have that information out there. You know, it's a public forum here on the radio. I just prefer to keep it secret.
Dennis,
know?
Can I just ask you right off the bat? You're not married or anything, right?
No, I'm not. I'm willing to say that. I'm not married.
Okay. You're not married. Good. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today? What's her name?
Well, her name is Kathy.
Is that her real name or a fake name?
I'd prefer not to say. That's the name I'm giving you.
Well, I'm going to have to call her.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that's her real name.
She's like, Kathy's not here right now. I don't know how to help you.
Well, fair. She'll respond to Kathy.
Okay.
All right. Where did you meet Kathy?
Or can we know that?
I met her where she works.
Okay, and where does she work?
It's a store in downtown area.
Okay, and do you work at said store as well, Dennis?
I would rather not say.
What are you going to answer for us then?
Yeah.
We would like to get a little information from you. So far, you've told us that you met a girl whose name could possibly be Kathy. We don't know your name, and you won't tell us where the store is or what you do there.
Well, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, just too much information might compromise myself or Kathy. So, you know, I will do my best to answer as much as I can.
Okay. Well, we're going to try to get to the bottom of how your date went, at least. So did you strike up a conversation at the store and then ask for her phone number, or is that asking too much?
Well, I'll say this much, that I did meet her. I did speak with her, and I found her to be attractive, certainly, and also very, very unassuming. I felt like she wasn't a threat.
She wasn't a threat. What are you?
I have to be cautious. That's all. I really have to be cautious.
Okay. So, what did you guys do for your day? I probably know the answer, but what did you guys do when you went out?
We went to a place and had a conversation.
Can I ask what type of place it was?
I will tell you it was an eatery of some sort.
An eatery.
Okay, so you ate food.
Are you able to open up to Kathy and just not us? Like, at least on the date you had real conversation?
I'd rather not get into the specifics of that. I will say that we had a conversation and I found it to be engaging. I'll say that.
So did you have a good time? I feel like you can tell us that without too much information.
I will say that much. We did. I thought it was I thought we had a good time.
Okay.
We
figured out something. So you went out with a girl that you met somewhere and you went somewhere.
You ate
that
something.
Maybe
possibly.
Had food and then you enjoyed yourself.
Yes, that's all correct.
Okay. So what do you think went wrong in your very vague date?
I will say that I didn't notice anything in particular that might have gone wrong. You know, at the end, we did go back to her place and I did try to kiss her.
Okay.
But she said to me she didn't want to kiss. And I remember she said specifically, let's save it for next time. And I made, I'm sure that's what she said, because I made sure to write it down.
What?
You wrote it down?
Like in your diary or what?
Well, I wrote it down when I got back to my car. I had a notepad in my car. I wrote it down.
Okay.
That
so
is
she
weird.
Said, let's save the kiss for next time, meaning she probably was hoping for another date with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought, yes.
Why are you writing down what people say?
Well, it's a good tool for remembering conversations. You never know when you're going to have to recall what happened. You know, I try to keep a good record.
Right.
You
never know when you're going to be calling into a radio station to do a second date update, but not giving them any information other than what the girl said to you at the end of the date.
I'm sorry, guys. I know it sounds ridiculous that I can't say very much, but look, I listen to you guys faithfully every day. You know, I know you guys are very funny and find you very helpful. And, I was hoping, granted, I know I'm cautious, but I'm hoping you can help because, you know, honestly, you're basically the only ones that we can trust.
We meaning
that is
like the royal we, like you are calling yourself we, or you and her?
Yeah, I'd rather not get into that, but
of course you rather wouldn't.
But I will say that you guys have no motivation to put us in harm's way. So that's, you know, I feel
no.
I feel like I can trust you.
Not at all. I want to get you a second date. I'm just hoping this works out because I have no information.
Dennis, are you concerned at all? Because you've heard these second date updates that when we call the other person, Kathy could tell us all sorts of things about you.
Well, I don't think that's possible. She doesn't know enough about me to compromise me in any significant way. And frankly, I mean, I'm also very concerned about her safety.
Whoa. You're concerned about
what?
Her safety?
Yes, well, I've tried to contact her since our date each day, and she hasn't responded, so I'm growing, you know, concerned.
Okay. What do you
mean, don't think that maybe she just didn't want to go out with you again?
Based on what I wrote down, let's save it for next time. I'm doubtful.
Okay.
What could be the worst case scenario here? Like she's kidnapped?
Well, I'd rather not go into the specifics of that, but I'll just say it could be bad, and I'm hoping that you will be able to get her on the phone.
Okay. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then we'll call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.